Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fifth. The DH, Andre Dawson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Damon Berryhill. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Greg Blosser. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Hesketh. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Craig Grebeck. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, Julio Franco. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Hall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Alex Fernandez. And now, play ball. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Berryhill and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grebeck is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Blosser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Blosser. Franco reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vaughn moves to second. Damon Berryhill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berryhill hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vaughn moves to third. One out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dawson. The throw from Carcoviche and he is out, Guillen applying the tag. Two outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nehring hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. One out. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Berryhill and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Blosser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blosser hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grebeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Grebeck hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Grebeck reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Blosser fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Blosser. Johnson scores. Grebeck scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura is called out on strikes. One out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkoviche is called out on strikes. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Damon Berryhill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berryhill is 0 for 1 in the game. Berryhill hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nehring is 0 for 1 in the game. Nehring strikes out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grebeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Blosser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Paul Quantrill now pitching. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Ventura moves to third. It's 5-0, White Sox. Joe Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field. Blosser picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Blosser. Ventura scores. Jackson goes all the way around to score. Hall moves to third. It's 7-0, White Sox. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 2 in the game. Karkoviche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Greg Blosser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blosser is 0 for 1 in the game. Blosser is called out on strikes. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nixon moves to second. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Greenwell hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Tinsley now playing center field. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grebeck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Grebeck hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Damon Berryhill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berryhill is 0 for 2 in the game. Berryhill hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nehring is 0 for 2 in the game. Nehring hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ricky Trulisek now pitching. Rich Rowland now catching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ventura for the out. Two outs. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Warren Nuzon pinch hits for Joe Hall. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuzon hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Warren Nuzon now playing left field. Greg Blosser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blosser is 0 for 2 in the game. Blosser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinsley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Karkoviche scoops up the ball and tags Fletcher for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Greenwell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-3 in the game. Karkoviche hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Karkoviche reaches second base with a double. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Karkoviche moves to third. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Karkoviche scores. Two outs. It's 8-0, White Sox. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grybek is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Grybek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Blosser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Vaughn strikes out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Roland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roland strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.